It's about time you start listening to young people and children. It's about time you start making the tough decisions.
The Field, a Télézone podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of our podcast, The Field. Today, we are with a young climate activist. Brian King is 17 years old and is based in Kenya. Welcome, Brian, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Isabel. I'm happy to be here as well.
Thank you, Brian. In a few words, can you tell us who Brian King is?
As you already said, my name is Brian King. I am 17 years old. I come from Kenya, and Brian King is basically a child rights advocate as well as a climate change activist who basically majors in mobilizing children to fight for climate change action, to do stuff that can actually turn Mother Earth into something better than she currently is.
Why did you choose climate activism?
Oh, that's actually a few years. I chose climate change a few years back, let me say 2 years back, when I was still in high school. This is when I realized our bioenvironment club in school was not actually doing anything. We started seeing floods here in Kenya. There's actually droughts. We had insect infestation. And I realized that if we children don't do anything at all, it's going to get worse and worse. And we children are actually the ones who are going to suffer the most. So I decided I'm going to start doing the little things until the earth is better than it currently is, until we change and reverse the adverse effects of climate change.
What are you trying to achieve with your actions?
I am trying to achieve a world where children can grow up safely and healthily without having to worry about the impacts or the adverse effects of climate change. I also look forward to a world where children are actively involved in fighting climate change. We all know that currently not many children are involved in fighting climate change because they do not know that they can fight it. They do not know about the adverse effects of climate change. And even if they do not know, they are not provided a platform. So I look forward to a world where the world provides a platform for children to fight for their earth, because truly speaking, the world belongs to children.
This brings us to our next question. So we are recording this interview just before COP27, which is the UN Conference on Climate Change. How do you see the role of children and young people in this kind of international event?
Thank you, Isabel, so much for bringing up COP27, the international conference, because I believe that young people and children have the major or the most important role to play when it comes to such kind of conferences. We're the ones who are supposed to mobilize these conferences. We're the ones who are supposed to pass out the kind of information we've acquired during our interaction with other people. We're the ones who are supposed to share the progress we've made in fighting climate change. But if we do not get to do this, if it's only adults and old people speaking out there, then they're not going to make enough of a difference. Because if we're being honest, children and young people are the ones with the highest potential to actually achieve change when it comes to climate change. We're the ones who are supposed to be there directing the policies. And I'm actually very excited that this year and last year, I guess, the last few months, organizations like the UN actually started to include children and young people more and more. So yes, I think that is the role that children and young people have to play.
And why is it important to include children's opinions?
It is important to include children's opinion because, as I said, children are not just the future, they are the current present. And so their views are what is going to drive the world in the future. We can come up with policies, recommendations, and even projects to fix the earth right now. But if we do not involve the children, 10, 15 years to come, it's all going to go to waste. Because after all, those children are going to be the adults. Those children are going to be the ones driving policy. They're going to be the future leaders. If we do not get them right now, if we are not involved enough right now, in future, we are not going to be as involved. And so we'll be back to right where we started 10, 15 years later if we do not get to involve children. That is why it's so important to include children in fighting climate change right now, at this moment.
As a young climate activist, what would you recommend to someone who is starting in climate change activism?
Oh, my recommendation to other climate change activists, the young one, is to not give up. Because I understand you sometimes feel like you want to give up. You sometimes feel like you're not creating the change you want. But trust you me, One way or another, you're making a difference, whether it's by inspiring someone else, whether it's by picking up trash and actually forcing your community to do it. You're making change one way or another, and you just have to be persistent. You just have to keep doing what you're doing. You just have to keep pushing on, and you are going to make the earth a better place, because after all, it's all about doing your part. It doesn't matter whether or not other people are not doing their part. It's all about doing your part in making sure we have a better future.
You mentioned some of them, but what actions can young people take in climate change activism?
Isabel, people like to complicate climate change action. They like to phrase it into such big words, make it too complicated for children to understand. It becomes a scary thing, but it actually isn't. Climate change action is actually really simple. It's simple actions like saving water at home, saving electricity, using public means of transportation. Just simple stuff. They actually work. They actually help. Because as I said earlier, it's all about doing your part in the environment. Picking up those simple plastics, refusing to use plastic bags, deciding you're going to be using recycled water, recycled stuff is the best way to actually do climate change at home. You might not have access to policy making or policy changing, but you have access to home resources. If you save them, it means at the industrial level, they're not going to have to be overproduced, which means you're going to be doing that little part to actually save the planet. You're going to make sure they're not going to burn more fossil fuels. You're going to make sure they're not going to produce more plastic bags, because you are doing your part. It's just so simple. It doesn't have to be too complicated.
Thank you, Brian, for these recommendations. What challenges do you face as a young climate activist?
Well, as a child or young person who is also fighting for climate change, the number one challenge as a child that I get to face almost on a daily basis is not being taken seriously. Whenever you are talking to policymakers, whenever you are a room filled with leaders, all they see is a little child making noise. All they see is a person who's not experienced life, in quotes, enough to actually know what he or she means. Not being taken seriously is the number one challenge I get to face as a young person. But there's also adultism. Whenever I take part in forums or child-led initiatives, adults tend to corrupt our ideas. They tend to twist them in ways that actually benefit them or in their own words, basically. They decide our words are not good enough and change them to fit or suit their own needs, not realizing that in the process, they're corrupting our ideas. They're changing our ideas into something that befits them, which is not good for us. It actually corrupts and demotivates us a lot.
So what would be your message to decision makers, Brian?
My message to decision makers and to our leaders is that it's about time you stop putting off climate change as an issue of the future, because we have already reached that future. We're suffering the consequences of climate change because you put off climate change as an issue 10, 15 years ago. It's about time you start making tough decisions. Tough decisions like banning plastic use, because plastic waste is one of the major issues that is currently facing the earth. Because you guys are not ready to ban it, like you're not ready to ban it completely. It's about time you start introducing policies that will make it easier for the world to turn fully electric or fully green. It's about time we stop using fossil fuels. It's about time you guys start making the tough decisions. Stop putting them off. Like it or not, we are already at the future. And if we continue putting them off 10, 15 years later, you will not have a decision to make, because we will be in an irreversible place. We'll be in a very dangerous place that will not be safe for you, for your children, or for our children as well. It's about time you start making the tough decisions. And also, children are actually capable of making decisions. Children are actually capable of coming up with ideas. It's about time you start listening to young people and children. It's about time you start giving children and young people platforms.
Thank you, Brian. So you talked about the future. How do you see the future of climate activism?
Oh, I see the future of climate activism as it being child-led. I see children from schools to the society, to the country level, even the international level, rising up and coming together to fight climate change, to force governments to make sure they're planting trees on a daily, if not hourly basis. I see a future where we are actually celebrating the rewards of having done something right now. I see a future where we are walking down the streets and enjoying fruits from trees that are just planted all over. I see a future where organizations like the United Nations Environmental Program have positions for children and young people. In short, I see a future that is going to have a lot of children fighting for climate change and fighting for the good of Mom Earth here.
Thank you very much, Brian, for joining us today. We are at the end of today's episode. What would be your last word?
My last word, having said thank you so much for inviting me here today, is a proverb, an African proverb actually, that says, "You the adults do not inherit the earth from your fathers, but rather you borrow it from your children." And something else, fighting climate change without children is not doing anything at all. Because remember, children are not only the future, they are the actual present. You have to include us in every kind of decision about climate change. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian, for those inspiring words. If you want to learn more about Brian's activism, you can follow him and Mtoto News, which he works for, on social media. Thank you for joining us today. Listen to The Field on Spotify, Buzzsprout, or Apple Podcasts to hear other voices of children and young people.